systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, August 23rd, 2010. I'm Matt. What's up?
Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up? Chandra.
Who's that?
Hi, guys.
Oh.
Sean, how are you?
It's me. Good. How are you?
I'm well. Dana, how are you?
I'm good.
Great start, guys. Great start. This is episode 391, Monday Fun Day. What's up, everybody? TheJamHole.com/live is where you should be watching these at. And if you were doing that, you could call in live 406-204-4687. That spells got P. Remember it.
Wow, you haven't said that in a while.
406-204-GOT-P. Or you can text
hot
me.
P.
Text me 8481-SEX. 406 area code. Say
I
hi.
Hate that phone number.
It's the only one Google Voice would give me that spelled anything. I tried to get 406-JAMHOLE. Couldn't do it. I tried so many other things. I can't even think of it.
I'm sorry.
One sex was the only thing available.
Wow.
Everyone's up on the Google Voice. But yeah, you guys can text me there personally if you want to say hi. Or
have you gotten any text messages from them?
Yeah, I've gotten a few.
Yeah?
Yeah, mostly cool. AK Jeremy and somebody else asking about the live show.
Oh.
But yeah.
Cool.
I mean, if you guys want to say hi, don't call. I mean, you can call, but I ain't going to answer. But you can text and say hi, and I'll probably text you back. So, yeah.
Word.
It's Monday.
Monday fun day.
Fucking A. So, I came home the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And Sean was here. And I saw a big bottle of pills sitting on the on the desk. And
does Sean have a drug problem?
At first, I was like, ooh, what's that? That looks, they kind of, honestly, they look like
Cadians.
They look like Cadians.
Yeah.
Which are 100.
That's what I thought. Cadians, I was like, give me that. Let me see.
If
it.
You don't know, Cadians are 100 milligram morphine pills. That, holy shit, let me tell you
is
a little
something.
Is that bad
that I saw it and I was like, ooh,
yeah,
I grabbed it too?
That's definitely bad. Is it bad that I, like, grabbed a couple of them and went in my room and, like, was looking them up at drugs.com?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I put them back though because they're nothing I need. But so
or want
you? You've been having some problems lately, and you were a little worried about it. So
yes, I was.
You finally went to the doctor. What happened?
Well, I just started breaking out in pimples and shit like a mofucker.
Having a breakout, huh?
Like a little fucking high school kid.
Breakout, dun dun. Stay chic. On my chest. Break
wow.
out.
Oh. Okay, anyway.
So you look kind of worried, though. You've been kind of down. Like, did something happen?
Well, yeah, you had, like, some bumps and stuff on your chest.
Yeah,
and your neck.
I had some cysts. It was really attractive. That's
he
it.
Had...
Make me feel really good.
He has on his chest what I had on my dick, which is
essentially,
weird.
Essentially, yes.
Except that you don't pick at it as much as I picked at
no,
mine.
No, I try to avoid that.
Did I tell you? I tried to remove mine, like, 3 different times. Back when I was doing pills, I would get all high and I'd grab like my pocket knife and like a couple needles and I'd be in the bathroom for like an hour trying to cut it off of me and like sticking needles in it, trying to drain it out and just, I mangled my cock. It's amazing my cock still works. My cock is like the Phantom of the Opera. He needs like a little mask
it's got a little
on it.
Mask.
He's just, he's like the mangler. Just a sad
God.
Man.
He's down there playing on the organ and
I
shit.
I know, like playing pipe tunes and shit.
Wow.
Oh,
all right, so
what
let's
happened,
hear the
man?
Story, dude.
What's
well,
the prognosis?
This is kind of hard to say.
Hey, we're here for you no matter what. Well, if it's AIDS, we're probably going
to
kick you out.
I went to the doctor. They checked everything out.
It's okay, man. Hey, be strong.
As it turns out...
Do you want me to hold your hand?
I'm just ugly, man. They just... they fucking...
And he said, well, we have no real cure for ugly, but...
Yeah, but here's some antibiotics...
These
you know,
might cure something or
get
another.
Get a tan. Fucking don't stress out so much. Fucking you know, shower.
So did they say what the bumps were?
Yeah, it's just my oil and sweat glands getting clogged up.
You just have poor white man's skin.
I just have bad skin.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it more exacerbated when you're here in this house? Like, is there something in the house that adds to it?
No, because I've changed residencies like 3 times since it first started happening, you know?
Okay.
And they went away when I left town for a week, though.
Do you think they come from stress a little bit? Because when you were out of town, you were just kind of carefree hanging out.
Deco Punk says, take a shower.
Nah.
Have you tried taking a shower?
I have.
And that doesn't work?
Several, no.
Hmm.
No. You can't scrub underneath your skin.
Nolly's Undead says oil/herpes. Either or.
Either.
Yeah. Or both.
It could be.
Could be.
Maybe.
You never know. You never know.
We'll find out. They had to get another sample from me because the last sample they took kind of ate through the beaker. So they couldn't run tests on it because they lost it all.
Old Salt Guy says 100 milligram pills help with stress. Didn't they get rid of your herpes? Your chest herpes?
Yeah. No, but I'll tell you, going on a road trip and partying and smoking a lot of weed and rocking out with my cock out, that kind of cured it.
That's the cure all for anything that may
ail
you.
Then I came back to this cursed fucking place, and now,
poof.
Do you think it's all of the negativity I exude?
It could be. It just could be the negativity of the area.
Yeah? This is a pretty negative Nancy place.
It is.
I hear you.
Well, anyway.
So thanks for bringing that up, man.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate that.
At least there's nothing serious like weird cysts or anything
or
like
herpes.
That. Or herpes.
Or as Knowledge Undead says, chirpies.
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 All right.
Wow. I got cysties.
Look at him on a roll. You better be coming up for this live show, man. You are a funny motherfucker. So Old Salt Guy says, so wait, you went out with your cock out and now you got bumps? Oh, fuck. So I got some spam in my Gmail spam box.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, every now and then we like to talk about how clever the spammers are getting. I think this is the epitome of clever, social engineered pretext. I want you to open this regardless.
Yeah.
It says, your wife, photos attached.
Ooh. Huh.
Now, how many people on the internet are married? How many of those are guys that get that message?
A lot.
How many of those guys are like, that fucking bitch?
A lot.
And then they open that, they double click, nothing happens, and then they're like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Say goodbye to all your credit card info, all your logins, and everyone in your contacts list can now expect to get a mail that says, your wife, photos attached. Even your wife. So they're getting clever. Just make sure you know, stuff. I've never been nailed by spam before like that because I'm clever.
So
I know.
You said you had a pretty crappy day today.
I had a
What's
fucking
going
horrendous
on, bro?
Day. Besides just the regular Monday fun day work bullshit. You know how I really don't like bees?
Yes, I don't like bees either.
At all.
I don't like bugs.
I'm driving around in the truck today, and I'm driving a different truck because my truck that I usually drive is
effed.
Yeah. I stopped driving it for a couple days, and I let our other Ryan drive it, and it comes back to me with a overheating transmission. And it never did that when I drove it, and I know it's old, over 250,000 miles. The truck's been through a bit, you know? I've taken it truck camping. I used
it's
to drive it.
It's lived a good life.
It's had a good long life. I used to drive it around for my main vehicle when everyone came up last year for the live show. I actually let MDS just take my car, and I was driving the truck. And I'm sorry, I can't do that this year because I'm not allowed to drive the truck anymore after hours for insurance reasons.
This year we do have my truck to haul everybody's camping equipment.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be golden.
They'll be passenger cars.
But anyway, so I'm driving this other truck around. I've been driving this around for probably a month now, and it's a cool little truck. I like it. Today, I'm driving down the highway, and I look in my side mirror, my driver's side mirror.
Yeah.
I have the window down. I'm smoking. And all of a sudden, I see 3 bees, like, on the mirror, just chilling there. And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? And they have electronic mirrors, right? Uh-huh. So I'm like, I switch the thing over to that side, and I'm like moving the mirror so it kind of tries to either crush them or to scoop them up, and then I hit the highway and I just go, trying to get them to let go and get off of there. Okay. And I must have looked like a fucking idiot because I'm like driving.
Swerving,
I'm freaked out because there's a bunch of bees. There's like three of them on there now, and I don't know where they came from or anything. And I'm like focusing on that while I'm driving, like messing with the mirror and shit. And I finally get them all to fly off, and I'm like, okay, cool. They must have just latched on while I was at one of my stops. And I go and I continue on. And like 10 minutes later, I see two more. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where the fuck are they coming from? And I do the same thing, like maneuver the mirror to get them off of there and shit. And I move the mirror up and out so I can look kind of behind it.
Uh-huh.
There's a fucking beehive in the fucking mirror enclosure.
Oh my god, dude.
And I was like, I was so freaked out because
you're like, now I don't even want to get out of the fucking truck.
After that point, I didn't smoke anymore. I couldn't roll down my window for fear that these fuckers were going to crawl in. And so I see a bunch like down in there. So I'm like, all right, I can't go the whole day like this. So I get out. And I start pounding on it. And
you then run away.
I run away. I must have looked so fucking stupid. I'm like in somebody's driveway. Like,
oh god!
I hit the mirror a bunch of times. I run around the side of the truck, and I wait for a minute, and then I slowly like creep out around it, and I look, and they're like starting to come out a little bit. So I hop back in, and I start maneuvering the mirror to scoop them out again.
Should like grab some hairspray and a lighter and just go at it.
I was going to douse it with water, but as I looked behind it, all the wiring and shit is back there.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't want to do that, and I...
Should have got some kind of, like, bug spray or, like, you know.
Like, 3 hours I was doing this in between my side. I think I got them all. And then I'd move it, and I'd be driving, and I'd see more. And just, oh, freaked me out, dude. I do not like bees.
That's great, dude. That would have freaked me the fuck out, too, dude.
They just, kept coming. I was like, is this fucking Candyman? What the fuck, dude?
Right?
I did not murder some old black guy. I'm sorry. That wasn't me. Leave me alone. So one of my stops was at the college today.
Okay.
And college registration, I believe, is happening. And I noticed something interesting, and this is just kind of sad more than anything. Every single girl that was in line at the college had a baby in her arm.
Are you serious?
I'm not making this up. Dude, every single one. I was like...
Like 100%.
Yeah. I was like, what the... is this bring your baby to college day or what? And they were all, like, younger. They weren't, like... 38-year-olds going back to school. Like, they graduated like high school somehow, and now they're in there with, like, little young infants and shit, like, in their arm trying to fucking sign up for college and
like
shit.
Like, my age or younger?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, younger, dude. Like, out of high school and shit. So... I understand that we all like to have sex and all that, but come on,
you guys. We don't need to be the Duggars, okay?
What the fuck? Seriously. Like, if there's one thing we are doing well, it is reproducing.
Mm.
We are not going to run out of Soylent Green anytime soon.
Deco Punk says, same at mine. They were all standing outside financial aid.
That's got to be what that line was for. Like, I know you need money because they're all using financial aid to buy baby formula and shit. And that just, if I was wanting to start a business, I would open up a fucking daycare.
Yeah.
You will never run out of business.
Hire some bitches to run it.
Sell weed and open a daycare. Done. I'm rich now.
And done.
Same place?
How'd you get rich, Matt? Well, I looked at what my
town had to offer.
I looked at what my town had to offer, and what it offered was a bunch of loose fucking sluts that don't know how to not get knocked up, and that have, somehow they have morals enough to not get knocked up, but they won't go get abortions. Yeah. So, like, figure
you know
that
what?
Out.
It's weird. You know, I did used to have 2 functioning ovaries.
Old okay. Salt Guy says, what's the difference than when I spend my financial aid on condoms? Pre and post sex. Pre and post fucking.
Anyway,
whatever.
So, dude, I used to have 2 functioning working ovaries. And
you
still. And I had sex all the time, dude. And I was not safe in the least. And I've never had a scare where I even thought I was pregnant.
That's fucked
never.
Up.
Never.
And the one time that I did, it was that, I mean, that she actually got pregnant. Like, yeah, we took care of it.
Yeah, dude, that's what you do.
Because we knew enough not to bring a child into this lovely fucking world that we're living in.
Yeah, dude, that's, no, no, dude.
Hamesby says, that just means you're lucky, not smart. Good point.
No, no.
Yeah, she's got a pretty good point there.
No.
That's all luck. Has nothing really to do with being smart.
Really? In all my years fucking, that's all luck.
Yeah.
Never being really.
It's not like you subconsciously was like, okay, ovaries, and we're closed.
Well, no, I took measures to prevent shit, like
withdrawal.
Well, that and, yeah, or and if I thought that, you know,
with a coke, you know,
shut up. If I thought that dude had busted his load too much in there and I wasn't on birth control, you know where I went the next day? Walgreens, to the pharmacy, to buy Plan B, the morning after pill.
Well, not everyone is as smart or lucky.
See, that wasn't luck.
Are.
That really was smart.
Well,
there could have been some times that I was pregnant and I just do shit out with a fucking morning after pill.
And some bleach. Ainsby says, you just admitted you didn't always use protection. That's luck. Yeah. That's,
why would I always... Never mind.
Yeah. Fuck condoms.
Yeah, sorry.
Before condoms, fuck you.
Yeah, dude. Condoms are...
Old Salt Guy says, morals. Too much? Bust his nut. Too much? Like you stop him halfway? Like, that's enough. Jeez, pull out. Yeah, something like that.
Boy, I'm glad I used condoms.
I'm glad I was just a huge fucking fan of busting in chicks' faces. Like, I never even had the quandary of, boy, should I bust in her or on her? Like, no, I'm busting all over
See,
you.
See, and I have a problem.
Because that's hot.
I have a problem. I like the way it feels when a dude busts his load in me.
Yeah?
So.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, that's why I'm also on birth control. That kills your sperm.
Right.
When it enters my
Sperminators.
Vagina.
Oh.
My sperm is sad.
So then I leave the college, and I'm just blown away by all of the children. You know, the college should open up a daycare.
Yes, they should.
Get some of that money back.
Oh, yeah.
I see this old guy. He just got out of Walmart, clearly. Riding a mountain bike, brand new mountain bike, still had the tags on it. Better than that, still had the big plastic thing on the wheel that
awesome.
Tells you about the bike, like what
nice.
It is.
Awesome.
Like, he had to have stolen that, right? Because they take that stuff off.
No.
Don't they take
don't
that
take
shit off
that
when you
on.
Buy it?
No.
Really? I thought, he was an old bum with a backpack on and a weird, like, dead look in his face, like nobody's home. Just riding on autopilot. Like, I'm getting ready to pull out, haha, and he's coming this way, haha, and he looks at me kind of blankly, and he is like, come on, like waving me to go.
Yeah.
And I like look at him, and I look that, and there's a line of cars coming. Like, that's why I'm waiting here. He thought I was waiting for him to go by. So he was doing me a solid, like being like, yo, you can go. I'm like, I point at all of the cars coming, and I look at him like, no. And he just like got mad at me, shook his fist a little, and then rode off.
Wow. What the
fuck? It was so weird. But it totally, I don't know, it looks stolen. Like, tags and everything still on it. And I understand that some kids like wearing clothes with the tags on it still. Have you seen that?
I never liked that. You know the kids
I never
with the
did
hats,
either.
They always keep the tag on
them.
Yeah,
the tag on it. Like, so you can take it back? I don't. That's stupid.
No, it's like, I have no idea. It's
and
stupid.
And hat brims aren't supposed to be totally flat,
no,
you fucking
they're
homos.
Not.
So
that's
quit
annoying.
That. Quit it.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, just trying to be the fashion
I hate
piece,
that.
I fucking
okay.
hate flat brim hats.
Have you? Do you know what I'm? Thank you. Thank
you,
Sean.
Have you ever put on a hat with a flat brim?
It's the most uncomfortable
yes.
fucking thing. And I understand maybe if it made you look cooler. Okay, I will suffer some loss
or if it
of
was
comfort.
Comfortable.
Right, I'll suffer a little loss of comfort to look that much cooler. I mean, that's why I smoke. Come on.
But it makes you look like a fucking retard.
But that, yeah, you don't even
bill.
Look cool. You look like a fucking
a D-bag.
D-bag that doesn't know how to form a fucking hat right.
And looks like just
what
half the other
fuck?
Guys around. Because like it seems like half of all guys... have a flat brim.
It's like Atmosphere said, you're not a rapper, you're a rapper's wardrobe.
Mm.
That's all.
Dude, I like my hats. I have to shape them just right, dude. It's like, I don't know. When I get a hat, you'll
I don't
see
even
me
wear
fucking
those.
With it.
I don't even wear those kinds of hats anymore. But when I used to, yeah, you
well,
would like put it
hat,
in the thing and...
You know my fishing hat, right? My snook hat.
Oh yeah,
dude. When I wear when I wore that my first like couple weeks, you would constantly see me like adjusting the thing, the brim, because the brim was stiff. So I fuck with it to make it fit my.
And when
damn
I
head.
Played baseball, every year we'd get our new hats. Like you would always put it in the thing and put a rubber band around it, and that would form it. And then you'd leave it overnight and be done with it.
I'd never even do that. I'd just fucking.
I have one of those things. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it would, and that's how I don't get where that look even started. Like it's. I don't know. What is that?
Stupid.
It is stupid. I just don't... I don't know.
But dog, my hat's flat.
Yo. Yo. What's up, dog? Me and my five friends all got flat hats.
Word.
We all got fake chains, baggy jeans.
Word.
What's up, dog?
We're rappers.
You feeling bowdy, dog? Dude?
You want to rap?
Dog?
Yeah, dog.
Want to bust some flows or should I bust your face? My hat. Yeah. Fucking gangster, dog.
I'm busting one of the two. It flows Nolly's, in your face.
Nolly's Undead says that Sis Danny had used to block the semen. No, it didn't.
Maybe.
Nah, I doubt
or it.
It
used to eat the semen.
Yeah, maybe it was maybe made up of semen.
Maybe it fucking maybe, was. You
maybe
don't know.
The semen all congealed together.
We are just, dude, our...
Maybe it was a semenologist.
We are perfect
maybe it was a
together. This is wonderful.
Maybe
you
it
don't
was a
want
sea
children.
A sea monster.
I pretty much can't have children... I could, but it would be, you know, no one would even know
well,
about
it. Well, if I ever do want children, I have a note that says in it that you will have my baby if I want one. So.
If you want to, and we're totally cool and able
oh,
to.
Oh, no. You're going on welfare, bitch. It doesn't say nothing about being totally cool and able to support it. Fuck that. Nobody else is doing it. I want you on welfare, bringing home free money. I want to get some of my tax money back more than what I normally get back.
Well, we have to be living in a decent place. By then,
yeah, Section 8.
And I'm not working after
Baby
that.
Mamaville.
Fucking A, down at the trailer park.
If I have a child, I'm not working. Well, I probably will beg you to work. I'll
yeah,
be like,
right.
Let me go to work. You
I will work just to get the fuck away from you and that devil spawn we made. But the last...
It would be the devil spawn.
Place
dude.
I went to that I wanted to talk about is a salon. And I've talked about this a long time ago that I figured out why women are crazy is because they spend a lot of time in these salons. And I walk into these salons and I get
oh
a fucking head rush. Head rush from
so
all
like,
the chemicals.
I love the smell of fresh acrylic nails.
Those
that's
chemicals
so
are fucking
sexy.
Noxious, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Holy shit. I get dizzy just being in there for like 5 minutes. But that I didn't see that today. What I saw was an older rich lady, a tourist, a Canadian, if you will.
Okay.
Sitting in the chair getting her feet worked on.
Okay.
And that just reminded me, like, that's so... You can't take care of your own feet. Like, that seems like such a demeaning job. This nice girl was in there on her knees, like, scrubbing the fuck out of this lady's nasty feet. And, like, that isn't that something you should do on your own or something?
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to have somebody else do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like
to,
such
you
a...
You know, get a pedicure and fucking have them, like, shave down your fucking calluses and stuff.
That's
and,
so
like, rub
gross,
your damn
though.
Feet.
Like, you couldn't pay me enough to do that to somebody else's feet.
Isn't that why we have Asian people do it?
Well, yeah. What it made me think of is back in the day, we used to have black guys shine our shoes, right?
Right.
We could shine our own shoes, but we'd rather have the black guys do it.
Well, see, the thing is...
They called
is
us massa and everything.
When chicks go and get a fucking manicure, and they get a pedicure at the same time, you know, if their feet are in somewhat of a bad shape, they're going to want them to fucking, you know, fix up their feet while they're doing the pedicure. So, they're
the
not
manicure,
gonna...
I see, because your hands aren't... I don't know. Like, I'm all about feet sexually if
you
they're
are.
Clean and nice.
You
but
like
that,
my feet.
But, like, cleaning feet, like, that just... They need to be clean when they are presented to me. But, like, your hands, that... Okay, the Asian people, they go to work on your hands. That's not bad. But your feet, like, that just seems... There's something demeaning about it because in order to do that, you have to be down on your knees while that person is just sitting and relaxing. And you're down there, like, hating your fucking life, like, scrubbing some tourist fucking nasty-ass corns and shit. And, like, I saw the girl, and she looked up at me and just was like, kill me. Kill me. Kill her. Then kill me.
Oh, my God.
Like, that would suck to do that all day, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, depending if you get fucking these nasty people, which I'm sure she does.
Well,
but,
nice people don't
you know,
go
like
and get that
people,
shit done, right?
Normal people like you and I, if we were to go in there, it wouldn't be so bad.
Right, but generally, aren't you getting that done because it's nasty? Because no. Your shit's fucked? You don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it,
no,
right?
No, like weddings and parties and stuff like that, chicks go and get pedicures to match their fucking manicures or whatever, and yeah.
Well, when you say pedicure, that's getting the nails done. Like, she was like scrubbing her heels and shit this big fucking gnarly brush looking thing.
A pedicure is a manicure for your fucking feet. You know, you do the nails, you take down the cuticles, you cut them all off, you fucking sand the shit off. But a pedicure also includes fucking taking a file and scrubbing down your calluses on your feet and shit. And if you got Kerns.
Bite them off.
They take those down too. That's included in a pedicure.
But now you, as the person getting it done, like, you wouldn't feel awkward about making somebody else do that? Like, they're on their knees fucking slaving to your feet. Like, nope. I would feel so weird making somebody do that. I'd be like, just give me the brush, go inside, and give me like 10 minutes. I'll do it.
When I was a server.
That seems so weird to me.
I was only a server for like 3 months out of my life, okay? But when I was a server, I would go and get my nails done because serving, it looks good. You know?
Your hands.
It gets, yeah.
Right.
People see my hands all the time.
Well, right. And that's an... Okay. But they're not so, on their hands and knees doing your hands. I think it's the whole position of it.
Well, you know, because I went and got my nails done all the time, they would give me coupons to get pedicures done. And I would get those done. And they feel great. I don't give a fuck. Do it. Scrub my fucking feet.
Nah,
but
I don't
and then
know.
I found out I was allergic to acrylic and my hands broke out in blisters. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like my non-girly gene or whatever, my manly gene. It,
right.
It prevents me from being girly.
I'm allergic to acrylic and latex. Weird.
No, I can't get my... Like, seriously, this was the shittiest part about it, is I started breaking out, right, and I was still a server, and I had these gnarly blisters on my fingers around my fingernails where the acrylic hit my skin. And there was a table I was serving, and they were belligerently drunk. A bunch of women, right? Belligerently fucking drunk. And they look at me, and they ask me about my hands, and I told them, I'm like, yeah, I found out I'm allergic to the acrylic or whatever. And so, you know, they start joking around with me a little bit about it. And I walk away to go and get another table's fucking order, and they call across the restaurant, "Hey, fungus fingers!"
Whoa.
Are you
serious?
Dead serious, dude.
Fucking
I was
catty
like,
bitches.
Are you serious? I'm like,
catty
what the
ass
fuck?
Hoes.
I'm like, I got like six other tables that just heard you call me fungus fingers. I've been doing my hardest to try and hide my fingers from my customers.
That sucks.
I've never got my nails done since then. I can get them done with UV gel, though. But that's like way more expensive, and so I just don't care.
I don't know. Just the whole thing seems very demeaning, and it totally reminded me of like back in the day when we'd have the black guys shine our shoes, and we don't really do that anymore because it was demeaning to them, right? Is that why we stopped, or did we just stop giving a fuck about our shoes?
Well, I think eventually they started getting better jobs.
Oh,
probably.
Right.
You know.
So pretty soon we had white guys doing the shoe shining.
Calling
the black guys massa.
No,
we still didn't stoop to that level.
I think they went mulatto after that. Shoeshiners became mulatto.
Nolly's Undead says, did you try wearing gloves? Why the fuck would I wear gloves as a server?
Why the fuck did Michael Jackson wear a glove as a dancer?
Well, whatever.
What the fuck, right?
But no, as
hey,
a server,
guys, you wear gloves to cover your hands.
No, right. Okay. They fit like a glove.
Duh.
Yeah, right. As a server, trying to look good and nice and shit, make good tips, you don't fucking just wear
Amesby,
gloves.
Yeah, Amesby
retarded.
Says, then people would ask why she's wearing gloves.
I know, right?
You just be like, hey, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. Trust me.
If
Trust.
Y'all donate some money, you know what? I will get my nails done for the show.
Oh, please.
TheJamHole.com/donate money
well fucking spent.
You know what I'll try to do? I'll try to get like little jam hole symbols on them. That'd be super cool. All right,
now that would be money well fucking
that
spent.
Would be
I'll
cool.
take in a business card and be like, hey, Asian lady, can you do this?
Asian lady. Yeah, just point to it because you know she'll understand
like,
the goddamn thing coming
this,
out of your
this,
mouth.
Do this,
you know that.
Do this. Use your little stick brush thing.
So we started watching a new show, me and Sean here, and I saw this hanging out at your place, Danny. We watch a little TV there.
It's kind of cool. I dig it, dude.
Honestly,
I get to see some new shit.
It's the most I watch TV since I've moved out of my
me
fucking
too.
Parents' house.
Me
dude.
Too,
has
for
been
real.
Hanging out over at your place.
Yeah.
But I saw a commercial for this show called Stan Lee Superhuman.
It's good, though, because we sit there and we get to see some new things and we get into different shows, which I kind of like.
That's right. So. And then I come home and find them
and
for
them.
Free legally without commercials. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this show looked really interesting. The whole idea is Stan Lee and this one super freak, if you will.
The most flexible man on the planet.
Right.
As his superpower is.
Stan Lee is like Charlie. The flexible guy is like the Angels. And every day, Stan Lee gives him a mission to find these people, these normal people that have superhuman abilities.
Uh-huh.
And what were some of the...
I want to see this one, the guy that can climb the fucking walls and shit.
I was telling Sean about that. He was, like, climbing walls.
Do we have that one?
No, I don't think we do
yet. His hands were so callous and so... Oh, my God.
It's the next one that airs, but...
He climbs up a fucking, like, almost flat wall.
And he's doing, like, handstands on it and, like, flips and shit. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, dude.
It's like real-life Spider-Man.
What were some of the stuff we saw in there? The Shaolin monk master.
There was a Shaolin monk. He was, like, breaking spear points against his neck and shit.
Yeah, there was a guy that could handle electricity going through his body. Like, they hooked him up to this outlet, this dude in India, and they wrapped wires all around him, and he had a light bulb fixture on his head, and the dude would, like, ground the wire. The electricity would go through his body and light up the thing. So they're like, how much can he stand? So he's holding a hot plate.
Let's electrocute this fucker.
And they fucking plug that shit in, wrapped, going all through his body. The hot plate starts heating up. They start cooking eggs on it. They cooked whole breakfast on this dude, this little Indian, dot, not feather, holding a fucking hot plate in his hand.
This guy can take like 10 times the amount of electricity it would take to kill a person or something.
It was crazy.
Oh my God, dude, that's wicked awesome.
And then there was...
Wait. He could turn that into a power. I thought about that.
He could shoot electrical fireballs at people.
Yeah, if he had like enough juice hooked up in a backpack where he could just walk up and be electrified and touch you
out. I was thinking
projectile.
He might even be able to if it's enough charge.
He could harness some serious chi.
He could shock the fuck out of you.
Yes.
They had the math guy.
Yeah, the world's fastest computer, the mathemagician.
We gave them all names, didn't we?
Yeah, we were totally fucking off watching it. But this guy...
It's a pretty cool show.
He would go around to different schools, and he would give calculators to all the kids.
Uh-huh.
And he would give them... He would say, all right, now give me 2 two-digit numbers. And he would shout out the answer quicker than any of the kids could come up with the answer.
Yeah.
And then so he's like, all right, that's nothing to impress a bunch of kids. They take him to the school, to the university, the college, and they put him up against, you know, all of these math professors.
Yeah.
And they do a 10-question thing, just him against, what was it, like 5 people
armed
with laptops and calculators and anything they wanted.
And this guy has nothing?
It has nothing. Not even a piece of paper or a pen. Nothing.
Just his brain.
And they start off easy, multiplication, division. Then they get into square roots and cubed roots and like all these crazy
absolutes
equations.
And
it seemed like the harder the problems got, the quicker he was able to shoot out the answers. And like... He's not estimating. He's going to, like, the 8th decimal point. Like, 98243.578631.9 before anybody else could do it. That
shit
really...
He would just rattle them off quick. As soon as they finished the answer, he would start, boom, pounding out those numbers.
Beer Bear says the math guy still can't balance his checkbook,
though. He also says, going back to the electrician guy or whatever, he says, I wonder if Indian dude would choose electrocution as a method of death sentence just to fuck with the courts.
Yeah, let's be honest. Like, it's India. They don't have electrocution.
It would be like a free pass. Yeah. Look, you couldn't kill me. I get to go free.
Yeah, no, then he'd be charged as a witch and burned at the fucking stake.
Right?
What was the other guy? He, like, did a dive from 33 feet into 12 inches.
Oh, yeah, high
diver.
The high diver. He would get up, like, well, it was higher, it was 3 stories.
It was 33 feet.
Into a fucking kiddie
pool.
Oh,
my God.
Belly flop, dude.
Like,
12 inches of water.
Did he
12
hit the
inches
ground?
Of water. Yeah, he fucking hit, but he was okay. 12 inches of water.
They didn't hurt him?
No.
They had Quick Draw, the guy that can fire like a gun in like a fraction of a fraction of a second.
The world's fastest gun drawer.
He
not
can
like
draw.
Drawing, but like pull.
Yeah, he can draw and shoot like 2 shots in less than a tenth of a second.
Yeah, the human eye,
that's
like
awesome.
It only looks like he shot one shot, but they used the fastest cameras they had, and it shows.
Is he an older guy?
Yeah.
I've seen him before.
I forget his name,
he's
but
he's pretty badass.
I've seen him on other challenges.
He does
but
that speed shooting shit all the time.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Where he like runs and shoots type of deal.
And
he
loads and unloads his clips like the fastest I've ever seen. He goes, and like that.
No, he was using revolvers.
Well, no, he also does fucking clips too. It's probably pretty fucking cool when he's doing the speed shooting competitions and shit. That's pretty cool. And then he shoots like this though. He'll fucking he does this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
super
where he's not just pulling the trigger and it's a if it's a revolver, he's hitting the hammer with his left hand.
Yeah.
And he's shooting
it's
with his right.
It's pretty crazy what he
I think
do.
It's pretty cool. It's I can
and he's deadly accurate too.
Yeah.
That's
no,
the thing.
Yeah,
like
that's
I can
scary
shoot
shit.
Fast as fuck. But he's like hitting in like a little tiny grouping. And they took the guy, they took him to a fucking police officer shooting range, and they had some sergeant talking to him. He's like, "So, is that good?" And the officer was like scared, sounding
yeah.
like, "Yeah, that's a very
that's
good
excellent.
Grouping."
Yeah, he just slammed like six shells out of a revolver,
in,
like
the
on
spot
the heart,
as big as like a silver dollar,
like an inch
all
radius,
in one
yeah.
spot, and
beautiful.
Like all the cops were like, "Whoa!"
And he did
whoa.
It really fucking quick,
really
too.
Quick. Yeah, dude,
that's awesome, dude. I've seen that guy before. It's pretty fucking
yeah, I've
cool
seen him
watch.
On a couple shows. But then we saw, yeah, the tough guy.
The strong guy. This guy is bending frying pans, rolling them up like paper.
Yeah.
What?
And I thought this was a spoon bending trick. Like, this was an illusion.
Uh-huh.
No, this dude is for real, like, bending frying pans with
it and
his hands.
Oh, my God.
Rolls it up like a fucking fruit roll-up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Breaking wrenches, steel wrenches.
And they,
in
he was like whoa. Bending these things and then handing them to the guy. And the guy was like, you can feel the heat on the metal because he's accelerating the molecules so quickly that they're heating up so fast.
How
he was
does
so
he do
strong.
It?
He was so strong. They hooked him up to a Harley. Like,
yeah.
They hooked tow ropes up to the back and gave him a handle to hold on to and hooked it up to that. Then they hooked him to the back of a Jeep, and he held this Harley-Davidson 15 motorcycle.
15 seconds.
For 15
and
seconds
like,
while it was spinning tires and burning with
I was
just
totally,
his arm.
I was
oh
totally
God.
Waiting for his hands to just rip off. I was like, yeah. watch this, dude. The dude on the Harley's going to go flying. This guy's arm's going to be attached to it. Hit him in the back of the head. But yeah,
wow,
it was
dude,
very,
that's intense,
it was
man.
Very impressive.
How is he heating up the molecules in the metal
well,
and shit? Is
it
he
was
rubbing
a, it was
or
all,
what?
No. It was all about the acceleration, how quickly and how much force he was putting into it.
Huh.
It was making him vibrate get, so quick, and it was bending.
Yeah, they said that's, what it was is, for some reason, he can access more of his muscle fibers than a normal person can.
Right, so...
That's amazing,
when
dude.
When we go to bend something, we're accessing, say, 20% of our muscle fibers.
Right.
He can access, like, 80%.
That's fucking awesome.
And that's the same with the calculator guy, where most, they hooked him up to an MRI or a fMRI machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were showing that, like, in normal people's brains, the math center is one size. His math center was a little bigger, but then part of it moved into the other part of the brain that was responsible for...
Movement.
Huh.
So everything was happening at an accelerated rate. Like, it's pretty cool shit. And then the
we
last...
We are the most amazing creatures on the
A.
planet.
Yeah. We can be. We are the worst and the best.
Yes, that is true. That's
but
why
then,
I watched that Medical Incredible shit, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool show. It's called Stanley Superhuman. But then the last one I wanted to talk about...
An old friend of ours.
We did a story about this guy.
Yeah?
Do you guys remember a few episodes ago, the Finland sauna championship?
Yes, I
that
do.
That we made
the
a
guy
bunch
that
of
died.
Fun, like, yeah, well, the guy that didn't die, the champion, he was on the show. This guy's body can apparently withstand more heat than, like, normal people, and they were, like, looking into the science of why he can do that. And then at the very end, they had a little message about the second-place guy died in it and shit.
Yeah, they're like...
Yeah, he came in second place. He died.
They said
died.
Several months after filming this, so-and-so entered a... Another contest was seriously burned, and one competitor died.
Yeah.
Do not try this
but
at
yeah,
home.
But yeah, this wow. guy can withstand, like, near boiling temperatures and be okay. And I forget what the explanation was. Do you remember? It was something
it's
about...
It's because his blood circulation is
right.
so good that it circulates so quickly, he doesn't heat
he
up.
He cools down
or,
faster.
Well, he doesn't heat up as quickly.
Right, that's why he was really red. Those red spots is where the blood is coming to the surface. So he has a lot more blood flow that goes to the surface and dissipates that heat
Must
and pulls
have a really
it away.
Strong heart, then.
Something, yeah. I don't know. It's a cool show, though. It doesn't just be like, these people are superhuman and crazy. Like, they actually test it scientifically. Like,
Dude.
They're hooking them up to fMRI machines and, like, accelerometers and voltometers. nanometers and like seeing why they can do this.
I don't see how math was such of a superpower though.
You were blown away at some of the shit.
That was amazing.
He was rattling off some shit. I was like, watch, dude, his fucking nose is gonna start bleeding. He's gonna pass out.
Dude, people
he
that
was
do
going
their
nuts.
Shit like they're human computers. It's fucking amazing.
And then that kung fu guy, the Shaolin monk. He can hit you. He's 5'2".
Yeah, he did.
Weighs 150 pounds.
The one-inch punch or whatever?
Oh,
his
God.
One-inch punch hits as hard as a 35-mile-an-hour car wreck.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's the guy that can accelerate his shit to go so fast in such a short amount of distance that he just knocks fools over.
He can't hit harder than anybody on the planet. But the way they said it is, only the most elite of boxers can hit as hard as he can.
Right. And not a very big dude. They said pound for
pound.
Yeah, he whoops some ass.
He can hit as big as like a 300-pound heavyweight world
boxer. He can take a hit. Like, he was harnessing his chi, and then a dude came over and was like breaking big fat sticks over his back.
Solid.
And he'd hold his arm out, and they would just break this shit over
then
his arm.
He took a spear and bent it and put the point against his throat and pushed and bent it so the spear broke.
Yeah, Beer Bear says he can bust a nut in a half inch stroke. Fucking A. Pretty cool show, though. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to have to get in on that. I watched a pretty cool show.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Swamp People, I believe.
Swamp Thing?
I Twittered about it.
Mm, Swamp Thing.
No.
I used to love that show as a kid.
You know, okay, I don't know. You know, Cajuns.
Take biscuits and gravy over there.
Guarantee.
No, like they're not even redneck talk. They ain't even like whatever. You know,
old
whatever.
Salt guy says Swap People is the shit.
Dude,
show.
It's so fucking awesome. Okay, if you ever heard of Cajun talk, that's amusing in itself. And I just watched the show just to hear him fucking talk.
This is like the epitome of hit a had a herder.
It's like
hey, we're gonna go get a gator. Throw your boy in there. Have him go fetch us a gator. Here,
it's like Boomhauer on King of the Hill.
Yeah, this is a dude from True Blood. Too. He's got that kind of tone to him.
I love it, man. But, okay, basically the premises of the show is, you know, it's kind of like that logging show. You know, like you would have a team of loggers go out and do shit. Or,
Rocco's
like swamp
Modern
loggers.
Life?
No.
Sorry, Nollies.
Hearing Danny talk is amusing, too. MDS, fuck you. What are you talking about?
There it is. My daughter.
You have that
her
Floridian
southern,
accent.
Her southern
Floridian accent.
Her southern twang.
I can hear it.
Her southern twang comes out when she gets overexcited.
It does not.
Floridians have a different. Theirs is not really a southern accent.
It is. I don't know.
It's like redneck, slightly southern. It's
Old
like,
Salt Guy says, stupid people hunting gators. You know something is going to happen.
Dude, it
you
is
just
so awesome,
it.
Man. Okay, it's gator season out there, right? And, oh my God, it just blows my fucking mind. You have these, like, father-son fucking teams going out, and they set up a bunch of gig lines and stuff, and they fucking go out the next day, and, like, their lines are down, and their fucking bushes are shaking and shit, and they're like, we got a tree shaker, we got a tree shaker, and they're like, all fucking going ape shit over it, and they grab a gaff and stuff, and grab this fucking gator, pull it in, they shoot the fucker, and, dude, it just blew my mind. I was like, that is so awesome. I'm like, this is shit that I used to do for fun and not do anything about it. And like these guys are making, like one guy pulled in what was it, like 12 foot like 1 inch or some shit, 12 foot 1 inch gator that was 780 pounds, and they walked away with like $1,500 for it. And that's just one gator. Their boat was filled.
There it is. Do you guys hear
their
that
boat.
And that's just one gator.
Dude, a Floridian accent is like a southern accent mixed with a Canadian accent.
Will you do me a favor and do that when we have sex?
Dude, I don't
Run,
I'm not even doing anything.
I do declare.
I do declare.
No, what was
I
it?
Had a southern girl say one time, she goes, oh, I'm fixing to come.
Oh my God.
I was like, you're fix hold on, stop. You're fixing to come?
I'm finna to come up in this piece.
Oh, old salt guy knows fucking fathead. It was this gator that this guy has been trying to catch for a few years, and he's like, he's been fucking getting out of my he bends my hooks, he takes my bait, he breaks my lines and all this shit. He's like, I've been trying to catch him for a long time. He's like, I've named him Fathead.
Fathead.
Big old Fathead gator. It was so cool, dude. He finally fucking got him on the
him
second
and his
episode.
Wife both named Fathead.
You know, Rocco's neighbors, the
right,
fatheads.
The fatheads.
Fat
Thank you.
Yeah. But, dude, I just thought it was so badass. And these one guys, they're using fucking homemade treble hooks that they make by hand. tied to a fucking rope, and they're just snagging gators. 150-pound man versus, like, 700, 800-pound gator? That is fucking amazing.
Gator?
Dude.
Sorry. It's so cute.
I don't have an accent.
Will you say skeeter?
Skeeter?
Thank you. I knew that one would get you.
No, Sean, thank you.
No problem.
What is it?
Say peach.
No.
Say peach.
Why?
Now she's all self-conscious.
Say peach.
Say peach.
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 See, I know all these words will trip you up, man.
Thanks to make fun of me and Dave's for saying kern.
Say measure.
No.
Say Washington.
Say measure.
Measure?
Okay, that one.
Measure.
Washington?
No, I don't do that. That's stupid. My mom does that. I hate that.
New York, they say soder.
Soder pup.
But I left it on the blue collar comedy tour the other day, right? And I come back in.
Yeah, get her down.
And you're like, you sound like this guy.
I hate that guy.
Larry
the Cable Guy?
Yeah,
he's so dumb.
Matt says I sound like Larry the Cable Guy, and I'm like, you know what the funny thing is? He's from my hometown.
Of course he is.
He's so from my hometown.
Of course he is.
Well, no fucking wonder.
His jokes
are
all like,
shitting me, and
so,
he's stupid.
I was fucking this fat chick when I could condom, I get her down.
I hate his jokes.
He's
He tries too hard to be like loopy funny.
He's got those little beady southern eyes that barely open, and he just I don't know. I get it's a bit, but it's not funny.
But dude, you know what? Every kid in Sarasota had those like cut off slave flannels, but we all grew out of it. Mine are tucked away in a nice little like box somewhere.
I have a pair of cut-off flannels.
I do. I sported those for quite a while. But, dude, he's from Sarasota, Florida, and I was just thinking to myself, and I'm like, yeah, this is what my hometown has to offer.
He'd had a herd of.
My accent doesn't get that bad, does it?
Yeah, sometimes. Like I said, only when you get real uppity does it really become pronounced. If you're just talking normally, it's not as noticeable. I think more so because I'm used to hearing you talk. But when you get, like, uppity, it really comes out.
Yeah,
I reckon.
For sure.
It had hurt.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's bad.
Does it sound
bad? Matt! Fuck me, get her done!
Does it sound stupid?
It's just, it's cute in a weird, inbred kind of way. No,
should I just try and not?
Honey, you do whatever you need to do to be
yourself.
Oh,
baby, you know I'm going to do whatever the fuck you think I'm going to do. So baby. I'm going to go out and get me some gators. I'm going to go gigging. Get me some trot lines going. Get me some frog legs. You don't even know.
That's my girl.
Shit, I hope her brother don't have dibs on her.
Sorry, I done hooked up with my cousin.
All right, guys, September 25th, we're having a party. It's going to be a good time. It always is. Well, it was last year. That's the first time we did it. If you want to watch how that went, thejamhole.com/250. Give us $5. We'll give you an hour video of the first ever Jam Hole Live audience show. It was so much fun, we thought we'd do it again. September 25th.
Fucking A.
Saturday. Anna's Italian Grill. We got the restaurant all motherfucking night. We'll be drinking.
I'm gonna wear a dress.
We'll be drinking, smoking, laughing, poking, toking. She'll be in a dress.
Dude, I was totally there last year.
You were.
Yes, I was.
And so was your brother, I think.
That was my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, it's going to be a blast. Definitely thejamhole.com/404. All the info's there. The map is there. You can RSVP on the Facebook group. thejamhole.com/Facebook will direct you there.
I'm excited.
Ryan, our old salt guy, the big ape motherfucker, he's going to be there in drag.
Yes.
Should I wear like a ninja suit or something?
We should all just wear retarded Power Ranger suits.
I got it.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I'm the pink one.
Listen.
Dibs.
Sean.
Yes.
You should be Hack Benjamin.
Hack Benjamin?
My personal security ninja.
That's pretty tempting.
Oh, man.
You just...
I will be the Wraith in the crowd. No, MDS says, Sean was at 250. I don't remember him at all.
It's because he was...
He was there. I remember seeing him there. He was really quiet, and then you left, like, right after the show.
You said some shit to me during the show. You said something.
I did. Yeah. I believe I did. Something about having local rap talent or something. I forget.
That's right. And now we're rapping together.
You're like, oh, yeah, I used to rap with this guy or some shit. Yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, barely. Get your plane tickets. We got quite a few people coming. It's going to be a blast. Thursday and Friday prior to the 23rd and the 24th, Sean is setting up a very special jam hole camping trip for all of us. Anyone that wants to go, you're more than welcome to go. There is also a Facebook jam hole group event for the camping trip. So we're trying to get a head count so we can see if we're going to a place with some cabins or maybe some tents, whatever. Depends whatever. How maybe I'll show up. It's going to be a blast, though. I'm very excited. I have Thursday and Friday off. We'll be doing a podcast Wednesday and Monday of that week. So anyone that flies into town, you guys are welcome to come on the show here in the studio and hang out or be on the show or whatever.
You know, we might.
We can play StarCraft 2 with Sean.
We might be able to reserve a cabin.
Yeah?
A big-ass cabin.
Well, let's do it up. Let's do it up proper this year.
Well,
because we rented it 1 year and we had 14 people in there for New Year's.
There we go.
How much was it?
Doesn't matter.
It's like $120 or something.
Bring your money.
A night or what?
Yeah. There was like 14 of us, so.
Well, that ain't bad at all. Shit.
I don't know. I'll have to call and see if it's not booked. They get booked up pretty good down there.
All right, well, check it out. And if it's not, get it. And we'll put up the cash and hopefully everyone can go to thejamhole.com/donate and help support this little trip of ours. We're going to video the whole thing, three cameras, high def. It'll look beautiful just like the last one. McNally's going to put it together for us. KeithCourage.com, of course. Show him some love. He does a podcast. They're amusing. I enjoy them.
You know, we might even be able to do a rap show at the Marina Bar.
We might be able to.
Oh, man, that would be super cool.
This is going to be basically a week of, like, just awesome jam hole shit.
Playing.
Rapping.
Fucking around.
And falfing and downhill longboarding behind cars. And
maybe some fishing.
Fucking smoking weed and drinking. And
bring drugs.
Camping.
For me.
Drinking. Swimming and snorkeling.
I still want to know
shooting guns.
What,
we'll be shooting guns.
I still want to know what Burger sent me. He sent me something. To
I don't know.
PO box.
Thejamhole.com/POBOX. That's the address. Said, we have a PO box. 3652 Kalispell, Montana 5993. If you want.
He said it's something for my nose, but he said it's not cocaine. So.
Oh God, I can't wait.
I want to know what it is. Please, I bet you it's just another nose ring.
Please send her stimulants, please.
Please, pretty no. Please, no. For reals. Like,
only
yes.
If you send me opiates.
Give me
somebody bring some coke for me.
All right, hold
that's
on.
That's what I want. Me and you.
We need.
We'll be,
okay.
We'll be broing down on the cocaine.
Okay.
Can I reiterate the fact that this
allegedly.
Is all a fictional show?
That's right.
Brought to you by drugs. Don't do drugs, kids.
This
they'll
is sponsored
your
by
life.
A local pharmaceutical company.
We are in the pocket of Big Pharma. That's right. It's all a conspiracy.
God.
Right? Right, chiropractors? It's all a conspiracy. So,
it is.
If you guys are
drugs, healers.
Let's do some drugs together.
Let's do drugs. Okay, so some of you will be flying here. Some of you
I
are,
will be because I'll be on cocaine.
Thank you. I just watched that the other day. I went back through season 3 of Metalocalypse. The fucking
yeah.
Dude, me and Danny both love that fucking clown.
The
dude.
Five episodes they've aired.
You know what I do, baby,
that.
And I'm doing it,
dude.
Cocaine.
And every time I heard their phone ring, I thought it was my phone.
Yeah,
because that's I have the death phone.
Yes.
Sound the ringtone for my yes. Text message sound. So I kept like thinking people were texting me. I was like, what the fuck?
It's so awesome.
Oh, it's just the show. Great show.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thejamhole.com/404.
I love that.
September 25th. It's a Saturday. Come up for the whole week. Come up for just a few days. It's going to be a blast.
He's like, his phone's ringing. He's like, it's my mom.
Your mom's calling me.
Hey, your mom's. I don't like that she has your number.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So, some of you guys, like I said, are going to be flying here. Some of you are Americans. I found why Americans should never be allowed to travel. These are actual stories, little short stories, provided by actual travel agents. This is for real. Okay?
I'm listening.
I had someone ask for an aisle seat so that his or her hair wouldn't get messed up by being near the window. Okay? Did you get it? Okay?
Got
dude,
it.
I don't get
okay.
It.
Okay. A client called. This is what we're working with
you're
here.
Supposed, all right, you're supposed to pay attention when I'm not.
These
dude.
Are
you're letting me the fuck down
well,
here.
Send me a signal or something.
Send him a chat
now.
Private message.
Yeah.
I'm signaling
you, fuckers.
You now.
Stop chatting with the host of this fucking show during the fucking show. Look at her. That's enough of that, okay? I'm stoned, and I need to focus, and I need...
Is Charlie Clown still in the chat?
I think it's Rastapants. Isn't that what he said? That's Charlie Clown. Hey, congratulations. I hear that fool's getting married.
Yeah, I actually met his fiance. She's a very lovely girl, and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you take her home?
No, I did not.
That a boy.
Not that night.
Deny. What?
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You can
wait. What? Who's
you
getting
can,
married?
You can beat Sean's ass September 25th at the Jam Hole Live Show.
I'll see you at the camping trip, bro.
Wait, who's getting married? Whoa, breathe.
Charlie Clown is.
Charlie Clown's getting married?
Yes.
I thought he was single.
He went from being
he
single
went
to getting
from
married
zero
pretty,
to,
damn.
From zero to fuck my life in about
dude,
2 days.
You know,
days.
Back in the day, that guy was a pretty... I don't know what happened to him. He used to be a real regular ladies' man.
Charlie, can you come on the show September 25th and tell us what happened?
Because I remember he was single when I was single just this last time, and that wasn't too damn long ago. So.
I know. Well, he's getting married, so congrats.
Damn, son.
Well, you find the right one.
One of us needs to get ordained.
MDS says 403 Forbidden will be the shit. That's right. Episode 403 will be the episode before 404 will be that Wednesday when I think MDS and Red Fox and everyone will be here. So
oh,
that should
man.
Be a good time.
That should be a forbidden episode.
Word. And for any Spork Roast fans out there, we'll be doing probably, if he's down, we're going to open up the Jam Hole studio and let Red Fox do an episode of Spork Roast right here from our studio. So all of your listeners are going to thank you for how amazing your fucking show sounds, and then you get back to your place and do shows, and no one's going to listen anymore. They're going to be like, wow, this is horrible quality.
God.
Wow, do
that
it
one
like,
episode
do
was
it,
beautiful. What
do
happened?
It like that one show. That one sounded really good.
Crisp and clean.
A client called in inquiring about a package to Hawaii. After going over all the cost info, she asked, would it be cheaper to fly to California and then take the train to Hawaii? Train that goes to... Okay, these are horrible.
Not yet.
I got a call from a woman who wanted to go to Cape Town. I started to explain the length of the flight and the passport information when she interrupted me with, I'm not trying to make you look stupid, but Cape Town is in Massachusetts. Without trying to make her look like the stupid one, I calmly explained... Cape Cod is in Massachusetts. Cape Town is in Africa. Her response? Click.
All right.
Are these not... I thought these
no,
would be
funny.
No,
they're funny,
okay.
But, you know, they're more like funny hee-hee.
They're
funny,
like
ha-ha.
Funny... Oh, these are Americans. I got a call from a man who asked, is it possible to see England from Canada? I said, no. He said... But they look so close on the map. These are like bad stand-up jokes.
Yeah, this
is
hard.
Whose
man.
Stand-up routine is this? This is
yours.
Horrible. Not mine. I did not write this. Another man called and asked if he could rent a car to Dallas, or in Dallas. When I pulled up the reservation, I noticed he had a one-hour layover in Dallas. When I asked him why he wanted to rent a car, he said, I heard Dallas was a big airport, and I need a car to drive between the gates to save time. All right, this is horrible.
Wow.
A woman called and said, I need to fly to Pepsi-Cola on one of those commuter planes. I asked if she meant to fly to Pensacola on a commuter plane. She said, yeah, whatever. Okay. That was funny. A woman called and asked, do airlines put your physical description on your bag so they know whose luggage belongs to who? I said, no, why do you ask? She replied, well, when I checked in with the airline, they put a tag on my luggage that said fat. And I'm overweight. Is there any... Is there any connection? After putting her on hold for a minute while I looked into it, I was actually laughing. I came back and explained the city code for Fresno is FAT, and that the airline was just putting a destination tag on her luggage.
Oh, God. Interesting. No, seriously, we're just calling you fat.
Yeah.
You fat bitch. Yeah, this suitcase right here, it belongs to the fat one. F-A-T.
A woman... A woman called to make a reservation. I want to go from Chicago to Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus, New York. The agent was at a loss for words. Finally, the agent, are you sure that's the name of the town? Yes, what flights do you have? She replied. After some searching, the agent came back with, "I'm sorry, ma'am, I've looked up every airport code in the country, and I can't find a hippopotamus anywhere."
Whoa.
The customer retorted, "Oh, don't be silly. Everyone knows where it is. Check your map." The agent scoured a map of the state of New York and finally offered, "You don't mean Buffalo, do you?"
Yes.
"That's it. I knew it was a big animal."
Wow.
Okay.
I've heard that before.
Those, really?
Yeah,
I just found it on the stumble.
No, I've heard. I have.
Are they not true stories from real dumb Americans?
No, I think they are. I think I've just seen it before.
It's probably a foreword we've all gotten.
Probably.
I'm sorry. That was a test of patience. On to the good stuff.
Thank you.
Summerfield, a 31-year-old woman arrested 3 times since April on charges of... huffing harmful chemicals. She was arrested Friday, accused of...
Didn't we just do some huffing stories the other day with spray paint, gold all over the face?
Yep, this is another huffing story. I thought it's odd that there's been so many people getting caught for huffing drugs lately.
Because they're broke and can't buy real
her name,
drugs. Pretty inexpensive drug.
Her name? Amanda Branda.
Are you
no
serious?
Way.
Amanda Branda. Say that fast. Amanda Branda.
It had her.
Amanda Branda.
A woman told deputies when they arrived at her Summerfield home that a boy came to her residence and told her his mother needed help. Yes, she does. The woman said she, the boy, and his brother went to the juvenile's home and the boy's mother, Amanda Branda, was inside a a bedroom with the door locked. Walking on sunshine, allegedly. I was totally thinking about this too. Nolly Zendead says, was this one in the Huffington Post? Still funny. I totally thought of that when you said last time when I saw this. And I did laugh, so yes, it is still funny. In the bedroom, door locked, walking on sunshine.
Walking on sunshine.
The boys the boys removed the doorknob and thank you. The boys removed
Let's
the doorknob.
Let's see how many times we can interrupt Matt. Hey, if you guys want to hear us interrupt Matt some more, just call in. What's the number? What's that number, Matt?
Don't fuck with me while I'm stoned. It's 406-204-4687.
Yes, call in if you want to hear us interrupt Matt some more.
Thank you.
So,
the boys...
I'm walking on sunshine.
Removed the doorknob. And the neighbors saw Branda lying on the bed. Medical personnel arrived and kicked in the door when Branda did not respond to calls.
Boom.
They found her lying on the bed with an aerosol can nearby.
Boom.
The medics allowed her to go into the bathroom, and when a female deputy went into the room, she saw Branda inhaling from the can.
Boom.
Boom.
Ah, was she in the bathroom?
Yes.
Inhaling from the can?
You couldn't wait till the cops left? Like, really? I've huffed duster before back in the day when I used to work for a phone company. They'd always have cans of it laying around, and we were in these big giant phone COs, like the big fucking where all the PBX switches and like the main central phone for that city. And we would like totally run around, like grab a can and like huff, and then like take off down the fucking the hall thing. Yeah, it was a good time.
Dude,
I remember once I did that.
Shit.
I did that once, and the head guy like came walking in right as I took a hit off the can, and I was like,
"What was the shit you were huffing?"
Duster, computer duster.
Dude,
computer
I totally duster. Huffed weed one time.
Word,
weed smoke. Yeah,
nice.
When I was a kid,
yes,
I would huff this shit in the back of a church. It was on the corner, and it was just like right across the street, and they had Freon. And I would go back there and fill up a bag of Freon and sit back there behind a church and get high.
Wow.
It was great.
That explains so much more.
Yeah.
So, the juveniles told the deputies their mother earlier was inhaling from the same can of Maxwell Blastaway. Plug for Maxwell Blastaway.
All right.
If you want to walk on sunshine, they'll get you there. Multi-purpose duster while in the car. Huffing while in the car. Mother of the week so far. Thank you.
Yay.
Amanda Branda told a deputy she was inhaling from the aerosol can and has problems. She said she is pregnant. You have problems. The fucking aerosol addiction, not the least of which. are going to completely destroy your life.
Yes.
Also pregnant.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know.
With kids, like already kids. 31. I'm going to be 31 in like 2 years. She's hooked on Duster and has kids and is pregnant.
Good job.
I like to say I'm doing okay.
I think
doing
so.
Doing A-okay.
We are doing fabulous.
You know who's not doing okay?
Who?
Women in the Congo.
Oh, yeah?
What's going on with them? At least 150 of them were raped in a weekend raid in the Congo.
Well, it is the Congo.
It is the Congo, absolutely.
It was Saturday night.
I mean, isn't that just any other Saturday?
That's a livelihood.
Why is this
there?
In the paper?
Didn't we do a story about chicks in the Congo being raped all the time?
Probably.
Because, like, there was...
Probably.
Like, either their man would
rape
get killed X. Or they would get raped.
Right.
Right? Or something like that.
The United Nations blamed the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, or FDIR, for the attack. The FDLR, excuse me, is an ethnic Hutu rebel group that has been terrorizing the hills of eastern Congo for years, preying on villages in a quest for the natural resources beneath them. What are you going to do with them, really?
I mean, you live
in the Congo. The raid villages are near the mining center of Walikilal, known to be a rebel stronghold.
It's pronounced Ma'at.
Oh, thank you. Ma'at, y'all. And are very insecure. Rape is something we get quite often.
You know, rape's really not that funny.
No, it's not.
I'm sure I've said this before. I just want to clarify. The jam hole is not for rape.
No, okay. Not. Well, we're for...
Consensual rape.
Okay. Role play rape,
okay.
If you will.
Yeah, that's fun.
Role play rape.
No, stop, dude! Ah!
Then all his undead says, give me your blood diamonds.
Oh, God.
I saw that movie. It was great.
It was a good movie.
If you watch Hotel Rwanda, the Hutu, that's who's doing the raping. I remember that from that movie. Yeah. But she and other United Nations and humanitarian officials said that this attack was unusual because of the large number of victims and the fact that they were raped by more than one attacker simultaneously. This was like a whole
that's a
rape.
Train.
This is a rape train.
Choo choo, come on, ride the train.
Choo choo, ride it
and ride it.
A whole rape train. Fuck.
Whoop whoop.
Still not funny.
That's
No.
This was like a rape party, dude. Did you see the Facebook event for
this?
Wait,
hold up. It sounded more like...
I attended.
I said maybe.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I attended. I was maybe, too. I was...
Well...
Yeah. What the F? I'm gonna go have fun.
It's kind of funny because it keeps happening. And, like, you think you could stop something like this from happening.
Well, does that make it more funny or less funny?
I think it makes it more funny and less funny at the same time.
Those poor, unfortunate women.
Yes.
Poor,
somebody should do something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's the UN doing? Shouldn't they be doing stuff? What's
not,
up, UN?
They must not like the Congo or something.
Nolly says I
was
tell
a
rape
fan
jokes.
Of the movie, but the book was good.
I hate talking over each other. Nolly says I tell rape jokes in my stand-up.
Hey,
it's funny.
Do you guys want to see me interrupt her now?
Hey, can I say something too,
Sean? Please. Oh, fuck.
We should have, like, a fucking stick that we pass around.
Now,
the
you know
talking
stick. We should totally do a test of patience like Timmy does and just sit here and ramble on all together at the same time, just talking random shit at the same time.
Can we all have different stories and we'll all read them at the same time and comment on each other? Yes.
Yes.
Done.
Done.
For episode 404, that's going to be the show. You know what to expect from
blah,
us.
Blah, 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 blah. Any questions, huh?
So on the evening of July 30th, let me tell you a rape story. Armed men entered the village of Ruvinga of North Kivu province. Quote, they told the population that they were just there for food and rest and that they shouldn't worry. Hey,
relax, guys.
It's okay.
Calm down.
We're just camping. It's
all
good.
Have a seat, guy. We just need some food and some water
and some pussy.
Quote. Then after dark, another group came.
Ooh.
Said Mr. Cragen, referring to between 200 and 400 armed men who witnesses described as spending days and nights looting Ravuag and nearby villages. Quote. They began to systematically rape the population.
Wow.
Rape the Population. Then there's the title. I'm going to give you guys a little behind the scenes. You ever notice that whenever...
That's probably the most menacing thing I've ever heard.
When rape we say the population. Something...
Systematically rape the population.
If we say something like rape the population, then we think to ourselves, rape the population. That usually ends up becoming a quote.
Well, the thing of it is, whenever there's a story about rape and there is a rape-type term coined, like rape acts or rape shoes, anything like that, that automatically has to be the title.
Why?
That's just a thing I've been doing.
Your rape? Your
I don't know if anyone's
thing?
Noticed it, but go back and look. Do a search for rape. It's just something fun I do. Every title has to be something that's said in the show, quote.
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know. So it's something like that.
You just like rape.
I just like rape.
I see.
There's
it.
The quote.
Well, I don't. Anyway. I want everybody to know my stance. I do not like rape.
Okay, thank you, Sean.
I like rape.
I mean, fun.
Even
I
consensual?
I like rape
porn.
Oh,
I love consensual rape.
Rape role play?
I love it.
Rape porn is really good when it looks really real.
I was actually
when
with a chick.
She's really crying.
Yes.
I was actually with a chick one time. She said her fantasy was to be raped by somebody she knew. And I kind of made a joke out of it. I'm like, yeah, see, I could try to do that, but it'd be more like the friendly rapist. You know, I'd grab you and be like, oh, I'm going to fucking rape you. If that's cool, will you consent to that?
If you're okay and you'll sign this waiver.
So there's no charges.
But I won't use a condom. Ah! Oh, fuck. God. So, most women were raped by 2 to 6 men at a time. The attackers often took the victims into the bush or their homes, raping them, quote, in front of their children and their families.
Cool.
Quote, if a car passed, they would hide. So we're going to rape you in front of children and your families, but not in front of cars.
Right.
Because we don't know them.
Right.
Okay. Well, at least they have some morals, you know.
It could be a cop.
Some sense of moral compass.
Could be a cop or
But then they would
shit.
Just shoot them. They're rebels. I don't think they worry about cops.
Mm.
I guess.
Nah.
The rebels left on August 3rd, he said, the same day the chief of the area traveled through the villages and reported horrific cases of sexual violence. Quote, we thought at first he was exaggerating, but then we saw the scale of the attacks. The numbers keep rising. The United Nations maintains a military base approximately 20 miles from the villages. What's up, un? What's up? You're 20 miles away. You can't go help 150 people from getting raped.
You're being a real dick right now. Okay,
you're being very uncooperative.
You need to get over here and pull bro cock block on these fucking mad rape dogs.
These
right?
mad shit. Can you be unraped?
No.
Once you're raped, I think that's it, right?
Yes.
These people are probably feeling like they're unraped because the UN didn't do fucking shit.
They were unraped. Right. Yeah, I get you. All right. Fuck yeah.
Thanks.
Anytime. The United Nations officials said they did not know if the peacekeepers there were aware of the attack as it occurred. Check Twitter. Hello. It was trending topic for like fucking 3 hours. Duh, that's how I knew.
Wow, dude.
United Nations military spokesman, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, said information was still being gathered. Shitty, don't go to the Congo for fucking vacay.
Yeah, no, don't
or
do that.
Or anything else.
At all, unless you're going there for cocaine and you got guys shipping it to the plane and you never even get out of it.
Denali Zendez says, unrape my heart. That's a song. That's going to be a song.
Yeah.
So, Burger sent this in to us. This is kind of fucked up. I'll put a link to this in the live chat there at thejamhole.com/live if you want to check that shit out. This woman, like, had a cat and was, like, all petting it and shit.
Like, had a cat?
Yeah, she totally had a cat. Chubby gray-haired woman, aged around 50, is filmed stroking tabby Lola on a wall outside a house. But then she suddenly grabs the 4-year-old cat by the scruff of the neck before throwing it into a trash can and slamming the lid shut. She then calmly walks away. Terrified,
what the fuck?
The cat was trapped in the trash can for 15 hours before her owners, Stephanie Andrews' man and husband Daryl, finally found her the following morning. Footage of
That's
the attack
so sad.
Was captured. Sad kittens, for sure. Footage was captured by a CCTV camera on Saturday night, which the couple used to monitor the front of their home. They now posted the video on YouTube and Facebook, fucking A, in a bid to track down the culprit.
I'm watching the footage right now.
Thank you for lagging our internet.
No problem.
It's cool. Stephanie's 24 customer services worker, totally hates her life, said, quote, "I find the entire thing sickening. I cannot believe someone would do this to an innocent family pet."
Yeah, dude, she was creepy about it, too. The cat just walks up. She, like, looks around real quick, head side to side, pets the cat. She's looking around, make sure nobody's looking, like, ooh, I'm going to do something to this cat.
That's fucked up, right?
Is it all sad? Does it look fucked up, like, when she throws it?
Did she, like, super Michael Jordan slam dunk
it? Like, cry?
She just kind of drops it in there like it was a used condom or something.
Really?
That's so not cool. Gone, fucking. Is it, like, a kitten? It's a cat, right?
Yeah. It's a tabby.
Not a kitten? Okay. That's so not cool, dude.
Meow!
Hey, what are you doing?
And Nolly says the cat shit in her lawn one too many times. Beer Bear says she did what a lot of guys do, played with the pussy and tossed it. She learned it from the UN.
Ha! Well but said. Sad, though, still.
Well said.
Still sad.
Still sad. Very sad. Sad kittens all the way.
That's not cool.
So, yeah, they put the minute 27 clip on YouTube in a bid to track down the woman, which has shocked internet users and all of us. Quote, one web user said, "The cat was okay, found shortly afterward, but there's a mass hunt to find out who the lady is." Dude, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this lady gets killed. Because
yeah, dude,
this.
That's fucked up. When it gets on the internet and you're abusing an animal and your
and
face
it's a
is
cat
shown,
though, like cats in the internet kittens. Have a special fucking understanding.
Kittens,
like Beer Bear says,
beautiful.
I can has trashy pussy, shit like that. Cats like have infiltrated one of the largest internet memes ever.
Because they're so goddamn cute, we can't help
we
it.
We have one, dude. We have a fucking podcast famous cat.
I know.
Sweet deal. Like, yeah, dude, I can totally see some 4chan troll fucking rolling up and busting two in this lady's ass. For real.
She deserves it, too. Bitch.
What would her superhuman, Stanley superhuman name be?
Cat woman? No, I don't know.
She's a lady so mean she can throw a cat into a garbage can.
Ice queen.
Ice queen.
Ice bitch. She bitch ice queen. If you know the woman, get in touch with
how
the police.
How about trash pussy?
Nice. Right. I'll go with trash pussy.
Okay.
Actually, not the police. Probably the RSPCA. Yeah, them.
Nolly's Undead says cat trasher. That
cat
was
trasher.
Pretty good, too.
There's obviously a massive outcry and hunt on to find the woman who did this. So, that sucks.
Yeah.
Totally sucks.
It pissed me off so bad. If it was my cat, I'd go kill a bitch.
Do you know who this woman is? If so, call the news desk on 0207-782-4104 or email exclusive at thesun.co.uk. The-sun.co.uk.
I would kill a bitch. Seriously, if I saw somebody like
she's
fuck with my cat like that.
Probably going to get killed.
I would kill you. I would fucking kill you.
She's probably already dead, guys. Let's just face facts.
Like, that's more of a decent... Well, no, it's probably right up there with if I saw another chick, like, try to, like, fucking touch you or do something of the sort. Yeah. That is just as bad as hurting a kitten. I will kill you. Not cool.
You're all little, right. You bring that shit up a lot. You're a little narcissistic about that, aren't you?
I am a little bit. Because what? He brings up... He makes jokes about being with other chicks all the time.
What?
So
whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
I do that.
What'd I do?
What?
I was talking about a cat getting tossed in the trash.
No, what? he brought it up.
I just commented on
so
something.
So, what? Inappropriate. What
get back
fuck?
To your show and excuse us for a second, okay?
Hey,
our conversation
show.
Here.
Our show.
Yeah, okay, yeah, our show.
Go ahead. Are you done?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you said.
I know.
He all said right. I'm narcissistic.
So, oh. So what does that have to do with me fucking other chicks?
No.
Allegedly.
Explain what you meant, please.
Well, I notice how she says that a lot. I will kill, I will beat up, fucking punch any girl that touches you. And she brings
oh,
up
yeah,
frequently
what's up with that? Hey, kill.
In moments Fido. Where it isn't even, like, necessary.
Right.
Or,
she just likes to make
for.
It known. Or yeah. she'll
no,
text.
I was comparing it to something that makes me just as angry as someone hurting a kitten.
Or she'll text girls that she
angry.
Thinks I'm hanging out with so, and be like, look, bitch,
you, want
you
me
can
to?
Have him
I
now,
will.
But I'll be there at the end.
You want me to tell her she can't be your friend?
Who? What?
Huh?
Do you want me to dump you this time?
Stop trying to say all you're right. going to still be your friend and hang out with her then.
I don't even know what she's talking about. She's crazy. Anyway, this, you know that, right?
That's what I just said.
She's delusional. Essentially. Okay. All right. Since it's kind of late and I got some awesome stories I still want to talk about, we're going to do this like I do this show notes sometimes when there's some good stories. We're going to do lightning round. Okay? So.
Okay.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We can probably toss this one. All right. So we're going to do 5 stories real quick. Lightning round style. So, there was a dude in Florida that quit his job at a butcher place because they had a pet pig, and he told another dude he could take a pig home. The dude took Fluffy, their pet pig, home, cooked it, ate it, dead.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. Miners in Chile, have you heard about this? They're trapped down... way the fuck down under the ground.
Have you heard about this?
Huh?
It's in the news. Have you heard about this?
It was after the earthquake. A bunch of miners are stuck. Apparently, there's 33 of them. They're stuck 2,300 feet underground, and it's going to take them about 6 months to get them out. Good luck. They're probably all dead, but they got a note up that says, "We are fine, the 33 of us in the shelter. Please help." So.
Nice. Good for them.
That's right. A 22-year-old man was charged in an assault, and the cop described it as the most severe case of child abuse he had ever seen.
And really?
That's just awesome.
Okay.
56 fractures, including multiple fractures to the ribs, legs, arms, knees. MRI revealed 3 areas of the brain of the baby that has bleeding and bruising. It's a baby beat up by a 22-year-old. 4-week-old baby.
I bet he
with
feels
Down
pretty
syndrome.
Tough.
Did I mention that? With Down syndrome. Beat that bitch's ass. She just wouldn't stop crying.
That's horrible.
A woman tried to kill her estranged husband. Or no, she tried to escape because her husband tried to kill her. Car fire explosion. Ignited gas pumped into the car. Boom. She's okay. Probably going to sue him for a bunch of money. And a chick got hit in the head with a glass thing, almost died. The 17-year-old that hit her tried to do CPR, but didn't know how to do it, but he saw it on TV, so he did what he saw on TV, killed her.
Wow.
CPR doesn't always save lives.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to do it right. That's pretty important.
You do. Lightning round's more fun when I can type them out. Anyway. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Remember, September 25th, we're having a party. Thejamhole.com/404. Check that shit out. /250 if you want to check out the first live audience show we did for episode 250. You can see all that shit on the site. Join the Facebook group, RSVP for the live show and the camping trip if you're coming up earlier that week. It's going to be September 25th, 23rd, 24th is camping. It'll be a good time. You can leave us a message for the show, 406-204-4687. You can text me, 406-8481-SEX. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
You've been a real treasure. Shauna, thank you. It's been a slice as always.
Matthias, you're welcome.
I'll see you both Wednesday for... the next episode. I'll see you guys, listeners, tomorrow for the Hot Box.
Can I leave our listeners with a deep thought?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Never piss into the wind.
And that's one to grow on.
All right.
That is.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.